This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. I'm filling in for Tom Corliss, I think one last time while he's in Paris for the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for April 15th, 2022. Walt Disney World Resort President Jeff Valle has announced a new series of events, Cast Member Iridescent Evenings. Valle wrote on Instagram, I'm excited to announce a special exclusive series of events coming this summer to Walt Disney World, Cast Member Iridescent Evenings. More information is available to cast members on the hub. We can assume Iridescent Evenings will be some kind of private after-hours events exclusively for cast members. Walt Disney World has released their full list of animal and nature-inspired treats available for the next 2 weeks in honor of Earth Day on April 22nd. Check out the full list of everything coming to the resort over on our site. The international guests who resorted to begging for tickets and park passes outside the Magic Kingdom the other day were later allowed to buy tickets, we found out. The anonymous couple had traveled from Switzerland to Orlando. Upon arrival at the TTC, they attempted to purchase theme park tickets and were turned away. They crafted a sign reading, "Looking for tickets and reservations," on a sheet of cardboard, and they initially stood outside the Magic Kingdom entrance, hoping to beseech other guests to assist them. Then Disney cast members had them retreat to the parking lot outside the TTC. Reportedly, though, security later approached them again and walked them back to TTC, where they were allowed to buy tickets. Here's the plot twist. Universal had offered to give the couple free tickets to Universal Orlando Resort. Disney College Program participants at Walt Disney World are now able to apply to be a minivan driver when the service returns this summer. This is an extension opportunity for participants with an arrival date from October 2021 onward. They must have a record of following state and federal motor vehicle regulations and be receptive to random drug and alcohol testing. There are some other restrictions, which you can find on our site. Minivans, which are operated by Disney through the Lyft app, halted operation when the parks closed in March of 2020 and were once thought to be retired completely. Joke's on us. An exact return date, though, has not been announced. WDW News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same. Round trip is $34 for adults and just $25 for children. Two and under ride for free. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Easter is only days away, and just in time, Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny have arrived for their annual appearance at the Magic Kingdom. Mr. Easter Bunny happily toted around his bag of eggs, decked out in lavender pants, a pastel blue shirt, and a lime green jacket, complemented perfectly with a lavender top hat. Meanwhile, Mrs. Easter Bunny has no shortage of color herself, carrying a basket with a bouquet of pink and blue flowers, clad in her pastel rainbow skirt of greens, yellows, pinks, and purples. We found them across from Casey's Corner on Main Street, USA. Normally, seeing new Loungefly mini backpacks debut makes us happy, but this latest one leaves us feeling blue. Well, in a good way. Obviously, the first thing we noticed about this is that it is very, very blue, looking denim-like in appearance. The second thing has to be the many Mickey Mouse heads with this Mickey profile, either smiling or winking. The same pattern debuted on a wallet, also from Loungefly, early last month. And of course, what Mickey Mouse item can be complete without a pair of ears? The ones on this backpack continue the pattern and can be found on top. The zippers and pockets feature a lighter blue fabric, which offsets the dark blue perfectly. It's almost like wearing a favorite pair of jeans, but, you know, on your back, I guess. The back and straps are made with a black, basic leathery material. Meanwhile, the inside is a deep red with Mickey Mouse's name printed in white, along with an outline of his unmistakable face. We found this at Star Traders in the Magic Kingdom for $75. With Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind and Connections Cafe and Eatery just about to open, the construction focus at Epcot seems to be shifting to Journey of Water inspired by Moana. On their monorail, we saw a large group of construction workers around a structure recently encased in concrete. Looking further into world nature, we could see another crew working on a nearby set of walls. The structure has been standing for a while and is yet to be enclosed. This could serve as the skeleton of the rock work that will be featured in the interactive walkthrough. Nearby, in the center of World Celebration, a platoon of construction vehicles are on site. Workers stand on scaffolding around an unusual building. You can see steps leading inside the strange building on the right if you look closely. Meanwhile, an excavator digs out earth next to the reservoir-like structures, possibly for another compartment there. There's no shortage of activity going on when it comes to that journey of water construction. Both Disney Vacation Club preview dates, May 9th and 18th, for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, are now sold out. Annual pass holder previews for the attraction are fully booked as well. The AP preview dates are as follows: May 8th, 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. Time slots begin at noon each day. Guests attempting to enter the virtual queue will see a message stating that the event has reached capacity and registration is now closed. If you miss the booking windows, the ride will open to the general public on May 27th, 2022. Back to Connections Cafe and Eatery once again. It appears it is ready to go at Epcot as the entrance from the World Discovery side seems basically finished. As we pass by on the Walt Disney World monorail, we can see that all the construction equipment that had been cluttering the entrance has been removed, leaving a clear view of the landscaping, which seems virtually complete. The early morning light also gave us a peek at the energetically designed lighting fixtures overhead. It also gives us a clearer look at the light poles that will light the way to the new counter service restaurant. They've been in place for a while, but with the clutter removed, it seems like a pretty spot in the making. Recently, we got another sign that it should be opening soon as tables and chairs were added to the seating area. Moving closer to the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which will also be opening very soon, we can see a welcoming array of palm trees mixed in amongst the shrubs. Of course, if you're more interested in what you'll be able to eat inside the restaurant, menus and pricing have already been released. You can check out our website for more. It looks like this is going to be opening very, very soon. Expedition Everest at Disney's Animal Kingdom will be reopening on April 16th, following its original refurbishment schedule. Expedition Everest closed at the beginning of this year and was scheduled to reopen in mid-April. The refurbishment calendar was later extended and the reopening time frame was then removed entirely, suggesting the refurbishment might take even longer. Thankfully, it looks like the ride will be back this weekend. It will also be offered as a Disney Genie Plus option through at least August 7th, 2022, instead of as an individual Lightning Lane purchase. Just over a month after welcoming its first guests, bus service between Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser and Disney Springs has ended. Prior to the cancellation, guests who arrived at the immersive two-night experience before they were allowed in were welcome to visit to help pass the time. Check-in opens at 11 a.m. while guest entry begins at 1 p.m. But many guests just chose to wait or check in after entry begins. The service was then rarely used. Signage had been installed at the Disney Springs bus stops for the resort back in January, but that has since been removed. No word on if you can use that box truck now. Maybe they can give you a boost. Customizers rejoice after being closed for almost 2 years. The Create Your Own Treat Station has finally reopened at Goofy's Candy Co. in Disney Springs. The stand has been closed since the shop reopened from the COVID-19 shutdown in June of 2020. But as restrictions are lifted, guests can once again enjoy a treat of their own design. Between 12 p.m. and 10 p.m., guests can pick from a caramel apple, a marshmallow, a Mickey crisped rice cereal treat, don't want to mention any brand names there, or a chocolate cake pop. Their selection is then dipped in either white or milk chocolate and finished with a guest choice of one topping. Once the order has been placed, guests can watch their creation being made. All in all, things are looking even sweeter now at Disney Springs. Spyglass Grill at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort has finally reopened after 2 years. With a few menu changes, you'll see. We stopped by for breakfast on opening day to try the new plant-based Trinidad Sunrise Crispy Yucca Bowl and breakfast wrap. Cast members were excited to welcome guests back. They put out a hopscotch mat for kids, and there was also a Spyglass Grill frame available for photos. Breakfast is from 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Lunch and dinner are then available until 10 p.m. Mobile order is available. Both new breakfast options are plant-based. The breakfast wrap contains plant-based eggs, plant-based chorizo, and spinach wrapped in a flour tortilla and costs $6.99. The Trinidad Sunrise Crispy Yuca Bowl is made up of plant-based eggs served over crispy yuca with black beans, and it's topped with pico de gallo. It costs $9.49. Disneyland Paris has shared a first look at the Avengers Deployment Vehicle, or ADV, which will transport characters around Avengers Campus. Here is the in-story description of the ADV. Stark Industries has always sought to make the impossible possible. The company's mission statement is to bring to life innovations that only exist in our wildest dreams in order to identify, recruit, and train the next generation of superheroes. CEO Tony Stark takes a new leap forward and introduces a new high-tech revolution. Only months after the Quinjet landed in Paris, Stark Industries unveils the first exclusive images of the Avengers Deployment Vehicle, or ADV, designed by Tony Stark in collaboration with Shuri from Wakanda Design Group. The Avengers Deployment Vehicle would deploy superheroes to various key locations throughout Avengers Campus for them to meet new recruits and jump swiftly into action. There's actually a much longer description, which you can, of course, read on our website. Japan's All Nippon News Network shared a story about shoppers rushing to the gate at Tokyo DisneySea more than 5 hours before the park opened. Many of the shoppers are believed to be resellers, and some are accused of using baby dolls to get around the limit of one per item. Popular new merchandise was set to debut on April 7th, including Duffy and Friends merchandise. Dozens of shoppers lined up to get a number to enter the souvenir shop. Shoppers are limited to one of each item per person. However, some shoppers have devised ways around these limits in the past. Some accuse the resellers of utilizing fake baby dolls to buy duplicates of items. At least one shopper was found to be using a baby doll to buy extra items, and possibly more of these shoppers are out there. The clerks determined that he was running a flea market site, selling the goods for as much as 3.7 times their cost. The closure of Hong Kong Disneyland due to COVID-19 will end on April 21st, 2022. The latest closure of Hong Kong Disneyland began on January 7th and was originally scheduled to last 2 weeks. It was extended multiple times, most recently through February 23rd, but the latest extension was a significant 2 months. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, click the bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Disney Entertainment News Today from WDW News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside from WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more. New episodes drop every Tuesday on Unplanned Downtime.
Thank you.